This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect that you are that exceptional American that I'm talking about right here, right now, listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And thank you for your listenership. We really do appreciate it. You can visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also email me, paul@a21r.com. Really do appreciate the emails, especially coming up. It's going to be another Sunday, and for whatever reason, you're all compelled to email me on Sunday afternoon. That's okay. I'm here for your help. Anyway, lots of things going on. Benghazi, it's back. In other words, Hillary Rodham Clinton, she's back. She's blaming everybody, of course. This is what happens to people who are, a little unhinged, who can't take responsibility for her own record. And of course, it's everybody else's fault. But Benghazi, starting to warm up again. Will there be another investigation into Benghazi? And will Hillary Rodham Clinton be called for a third and final time to be before either the Senate or the House of Representatives? Well, I don't know, but I just have a feeling that Benghazi is not over with for Hillary Rodham Clinton and people like, Ben Rhodes. Oh, yeah. And even David Rhodes, who's president of CBS, this is really cutting-edge news and information. A lot of people don't talk about this, but if I was David Rhodes at CBS, I would really be a little bit concerned about possible collusion with a cover-up in Benghazi, which led to the death of four Americans, by the way. And as you know, we've been covering Benghazi since the night that it happened. We were one of the first news sources out there telling the truth about Benghazi. Chris Street, our connections, really worked out really well for us. We knew exactly what was going on within minutes of things happening. It was, to me, stunning, actually, the deep things that we tapped into and the willingness of people to get the news out and were wanting to, because they knew that men were dying. Americans were dying needlessly. That's why they were communicating with us, looking back on it historically now. You know, that was back in 2012. It's been 5 years. It's going to be 5 years coming up. Well, it's 5 years 2 days ago. Isn't it convenient? But Hillary Rodham Clinton is back out. She's got her book. It's been deeply discounted because no one is buying her book, and I'm not mentioning the name of her book. But we will be talking about Katie Grimes' new book about, well, you know, Jerry Brown in California politics. Just absolutely incredible book. You've got to read it. And we have it up on our website for your consumption. It's very, I mean, it's revolutionary. And, you know, it's about El Presidente, Jerry Brown, the man who sees himself as El Presidente of California. That's Jerry Brown. Boy, we've been calling him El Presidente ever since he anointed himself El Presidente. When interesting, Peña Nieto, the president of Mexico, made a campaign stop in Sacramento. Because remember, he was running for election and he came up to Sacramento. Well, he wanted the votes, of course, of all the illegal aliens in California to vote for him. So he comes to campaign in California. That's really what happened. And then there's the desire of El Presidente to be El Presidente Harry Brown. And, of course, you just marry the two. And I can remember, I mean, vividly, and we've talked about it in the radio show, we got all these staffers calling from deep in the bowels of the California capital where they house all the, well, all the dark creatures underneath the desk of Jerry Brown, where he cavorts, actually, during the day and night, never to come out, only occasionally to come out with his beady little eyes, to look around and go, hur, hur. But I get these calls from the staff. Sorry, Jerry, your staffers are ratting you out. But I get these calls from staffers going, he's acting like he wants to be president or something. He's all of a sudden got this presidential air. When this Nieto guy shows up, he's all of a sudden, he's a different guy, and he hasn't changed since. So he is the biggest dictator that we have in California, and perhaps even the nation. That is a problem. If you're totalitarian and you want to be on this show, well, just cavort with Jerry Brown, El Presidente of California. So we're going to be talking about El Presidente at some point in the show. I haven't decided yet. I'm looking at my schedule of events for today's show, and I'm going, my God, does the news ever change? Now, I've got another thing. We're not going to talk about the hamster cage with the wheel in it. It's a habit trail. We're in a habit trail is what it is in news. And we're in the same one all the time. Doesn't change. Just the one little habit. You've seen those little things that the rodents run around in. The hamsters and rats. We're in that. We're in that news cycle. The habit trail news cycle, we're going to call it. 24-7, 365. Actually, something like 365 and 360s. I know there's only 364, depending on the year, 65, depending on the year, days in the year. But, you know, we just might as well just extend it and forget this year business. There's no more years anymore. There's no more 12-month cycles. It's just all one habit trail. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to also be talking about Hurricane Irma and all the fallout from Irma, people going back to their homes from Hurricane Irma. And then also about Harvey. Now, we brought this up the other day. We were, I think, one of the first ones to break it. And actually, I really want to thank, I think it was Joanne, one of our stellar citizen journalists out there. And I know right now she's listening and she's got a big smile on her face. So thank you, Joanne, for turning us on to the chemical spraying that's going on in Texas to control skeets, you know, mosquitoes. And they're using C-131s. Oh, really? I just almost like the planes that fly up at, you know, between 20 and 25,000 feet and spray us chemically. You know, like, it's amazing what's going on. They're actually coming out with it. I mean, it's just an admission that, you know, chemtrailing actually does happen. We know that. And, of course, what influence did it have on Hurricane Harvey or Irma or Jose? Jose's coming up next. So what treatment has these hurricanes gotten from the HAARP people with the radio frequency guided devices? Now, that's a pretty big statement. Listen, it's true. You cannot run from the truth on this issue. This has been going on for years, guys. The experiments were first really seriously conducted here in California, in the Central Valley, to get more rain stored up in the newly minted reservoirs of the 1950s. Well, we've got the documents. We've got all these scientific studies that were done out of UC Davis and Berkeley and all these other places where the Department of Water Resources, boy, they had an open range on, well, chemtrailing, geoengineering, climate change, climate engineering, all that stuff in California so that we could get more water. Boy, they got studies. Boy, and they talk about the spraying in the 1950s. And we got the docs. Yep, we got the docs. Anyway, so that's what we have in store today on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And remember, you need new manna prepping materials, food, light, warmth, all those things, and especially water filtration systems. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Beginning to leak in early October of John Podesta's emails. Facebook was taking money from Russian companies to run negative stories about me. And then let's not forget sexism and misogyny.
Don't forget that one. Hillary Clinton running through the long list that she thinks, the reason she thinks she lost the election. Just a preview of what you're going to find in her new book. It's called What Happened. Her book comes out today. But isn't it time, many ask, for her to move on? Well, joining us now is co-author of Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign, Jonathan Allen. Great to see you, Jonathan.
Good morning.
So your book's going to see a boost, I'm sure. People who like her buying her book, people who don't like her necessarily or didn't want her to win are buying. I'm sure you're going to see a boost today on your book.
I hope everyone buys my book.
I hope so, too. So you read this book cover to cover. You got an advanced copy of it. What did you find? What were the reoccurring themes in the book or the big themes?
I think the big thing here is she talks about taking responsibility, talks about her weaknesses as a candidate a little bit, but basically comes back to the idea that she lost this election primarily because of Jim Comey and Vladimir Putin.
So she does blame other people. I mean, she outright blames them in the pages of this book.
Absolutely. And that's really the underlying theme that comes out. I mean, even when she's not saying it directly, you just go through page after page after page where it's always someone else's fault. There were a lot of factors in this campaign, and you could argue with the closeness of it that almost anything was determinative at the end. But she doesn't talk about a whole lot about how she didn't really have a message that was about the people rather than about herself. She talks about the email server at length, but at the end she says it was a dumb mistake, but a dumber scandal. So she sort of exonerates herself there as well. There's a lot of self-exoneration.
Why do you think? How many people did you interview? Over 100 sources?
More than 100 people, yeah.
So after all of your research, and you know her so well because you've talked to so many people that have worked with her and know her closely, why do you think she lost? You named a few of those reasons, but what's the big reason that she lost?
Well, I think those are some of the big reasons. I think the American public was looking for a candidate who could say, this is what I'm going to do for you. And Donald Trump, with his strengths and with his weaknesses, whatever you think of Donald Trump, he was able to communicate that clearly, what it was he wanted to do for the public. And she just didn't do that well. And I think that set the frame.
What about her marriage? Did she say anything about her marriage in the
she
book?
She does. She talks about Bill Clinton and why she stayed with him. It's only a page or two in there, but it's interesting. She basically says it's none of anybody's business, and then she draws you in a little bit and says, look, he's been a great father. He's been a great grandfather. He's somebody that I turned to as a partner. He's supported me in my career. And she goes sort of through all the reasons. And there's one kind of nice moment on election night after she finds out she's lost, and she says the breath has been taken from her, where she and her husband lay down in bed and just kind of hold hands and stare at the ceiling for a little while they're waiting to get up in the morning and give that concession speech.
All right, Jonathan Allen, thank you so much. His book is called Shattered, if you're interested in buying that. Thanks, Jonathan. Great to see you.
Well, I would recommend Shattered over Hillary Rodham Clinton's book. I don't know why I do that. Geez, radio talk show host. I don't know why I would do that, but I haven't read his book. I haven't read her book, but what I'm finding out from her book and what she's got going on, it's probably not so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not really a good deal, if you know what I mean, as a book. I don't know why I'm thinking such thoughts, rabid thoughts, actually, about Hillary Rodham Clinton and her problems. You know, it's just amazing to me the way that she blames everybody else. A certain psychological condition. I can't remember the name of it right now. I don't have my psychologist hat on. But there is a term for that. I'm sure that somebody out there has got the whole gig on that, with your transference and all these psychological terms. But the bottom line is she's just lying to herself as she's lying to everybody else. Of course. Everybody's got to be in on the lie. That's just the way a psychopathic, sociopathic, narcissistic personality works. Hello? I mean, there's a few terms we can just banty around about Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's a sick woman. She's clearly a sick woman. And that therein lies the problem for Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's an illness that a lot of people have. And it's really difficult to work with adults who have it. That's the problem. I got to tell you, it's very, very, you know, I used to run into these personalities. All they did was lie. Everything was a lie. I mean, every part of their life was a lie. They just lived a lie, and it was normal. It was normal. So if you've got a narcissistic personality issue with a person, get away from them. You just don't need it. And then really, that's the way it is. You just don't want to deal with them. Let them deal in their own life alone without you. And that's what I recommended about Hillary Rodham Clinton. And by the way, the American people are not fooled by any of this stuff. Her book sales have tanked. Nothing's going well with this book. And everything she's saying, she was on Matt Lauer and in the Today Show earlier this morning. We're going to get some tape about that, which is just incredible. I was listening to it. You know, here in Studio 21, we've got all these multiple sources. You can't hear it right now, but they're all going off, and I can kind of get an orientation about it. You know, this multitasking from an audio standpoint, I honed well as a school administrator. And these comments that are coming in from all these different news sources, and it's interesting, the left, which I would consider to be NBC left, very left, it's kind of like they're just giving her the stage and she's saying things, and I can't understand how anybody, unless you've just got leftist personality disorder, I just made that up, then you would fall right into that personality juggernaut of Hillary Rodham Clinton. And of course, she's female. And you know, you heard what she was saying. I mean, it was just outrageous. Misogynist. Everything that she could come up with is a term to slam white males, of course. And Donald Trump's being a white male. Then obviously, see, the objectification is what they work on the most. Divide and conquer, objectify. That's the technique. Well-known technique. We've been talking about this for a long time. And so she throws out these key words. Racist. Misogynistic. Big. I mean, she could just go on and on and on. And that's the talking points. Now, doesn't that just get a little bit old? And it does. It truly gets very, very old. Very, very quickly. And quite frankly, it's something that, you know, we don't want to discuss Hillary Rodham Clinton anymore, but we're going to because of Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. We're finding out more revelations. Here is the deal. I might shut her down here just right now. Here is the deal. We are getting signs that perhaps they're going to reopen a number of things about Benghazi and about her term, her time as Secretary of State. And the emails, oh my God, the Hillary Rodham Clinton email, 33,000 still missing. But as we were reporting yesterday, her lieutenants, if you will, her attorneys, are not going to be let up. The Bar of Maryland is going to investigate them by order of the court yesterday. Actually, I think it was Monday they ordered it. We reported it yesterday. This is not going to go away. And, you know, she thinks it is. And that's great. This is the way you handle people like her. You want her to think it's going away. And then she can come out with the evidence that she's got in her book right now. You know, it's kind of like everybody's talking about overwhelming evidence of Lois Lerner's guilt. Now, Lois Lerner, remember him from the IRS? I got this question right away. When this first came up, people were saying, Paul, they're not going to do anything with Lois Lerner. They're not going to prosecute Lois Lerner. And I sat there and said, yeah. I bet they're not. I wouldn't. And they're looking at me, what? Now, we brought this out back in 2012, 2013. Chris Street, myself, others, we brought it out and said, look, we don't want her to go down. We don't want her to take the fall, even though she said she took the fifth and she didn't. She should be forced to testify. We know that. But here's the deal. She doesn't like paying $10,000 to $20,000 a day for an attorney. So I suspect, I'm just being suspicious here. I suspect a deal has been cut. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, let's be obvious. They want her to sing. And I bet you she has been singing. There has been overtures made. And she, guess what? She has been offered a deal. I'll bet you. And she is singing. I wonder what she's singing about. Collusion with the president, maybe? I don't know, but I'd love to be a fly on Jeff Sessions' wall. Stay with us. She's singing. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN,
one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
A little bit of background music going on there for you about Richard Branson. Irma's destruction on his U.S. Virgin Islands. You know where they take away the guns? They confiscate the guns under U.S. Constitution, right? Oh, yeah. The place where Obama romps with him. Yeah, that's the U.S. Virgin Islands. This is where Branson hangs out. And, of course, it just came in and wiped out his island. Now he's probably going to want the United States to bail him out. You know, I don't know why we'd want to do that for the billionaire. It did a great deal of damage. There's no question about it. The pictures are quite graphic. But I just want to throw this in here because, you know, you've got Richard Branson, Virgin, right? Who hates America, by the way. But he wants the bailout by America. Yeah. That's the kind of guy that hangs around with President Barack Hussein Obama. Now, I don't know about you, but you know, when I start looking at the people that Obama hangs around with, they don't like America. Just one of those things. I don't think Richard Branson likes America. That's my two cents. I just don't think Richard Branson or any of the other cronies that go along with the hating America group. I'm sorry. I just have to express myself, actually. Okay, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, this is another issue. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is doing what? Well, she's not doing well. And in fact, more charges are coming against Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her IT guys. This is nothing more than an espionage ring. Nothing more, nothing less. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz is right in the middle of it. Isn't that nice to know that things are going so well, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz? I love it when a plan comes together, don't you?
There are new clues that there could be charges related to the probe into former DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz's former IT staffer, Imran Awan. Prosecutors have reportedly given Awan a copy of the hard drive of the House laptop that Wasserman Schultz tried to keep law enforcement from looking at, a hint that Awan could now face cybersecurity charges in addition to bank fraud. Joining us right now to talk more about that is Michelle Malkin, the host of Michelle Malkin Investigates on CRTV.com. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Maria.
You know, we've been talking about this scandal now for a long time, and of course, Daily Caller has done a very good job on this. Is this scandal about to get blown wide open in your view? What do you think?
It sure is, because all signs point to some very shady behavior by Debbie Wasserman Schultz in all of this. And particularly, I mean, even before the latest story that Luke Rosiak, who, as you mentioned, has just done terrific work for the Daily Caller on this story. But even before this came up with this convoluted story of the purloined laptop showing up mysteriously in a place where it could be found, all very strange. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz's behavior even previous to this, the blow up with the Capitol Police over the laptop. And then even before that, of course, her clinging to Awan and her curious defense of him and the curious silence on the part of so many of the House Democrats who had employed Imran Awan, his wife, Hina Alvi, and several others in that inner circle in that family. Was there more going on here in terms of possible theft, not just of the equipment, but of intelligence? We don't know, but I think the more you scratch at this story, the worse it smells.
Yeah, Michelle, I mean, you're hitting the nail on the head. I mean, we know the bank fraud was the craziest part, where he was trying to take out loans and send it over seas, as well as his wife has left. I mean, they finally got him at the airport. But what kind of charges could she face, and what are those implications? Like, are we talking federal offenses? What are they looking at? I mean, we've got everything from the Capitol Police now, and now we've got finally some more investigations going into this, but what could actually come of this to her?
Well, you know, it has the arc of obstruction on her part, with hiding that laptop at her house and trying to block the access to it. There's a larger, I just want to pull back the lens a little bit here, because there's a larger immigration policy issue as well. When this first story started bubbling up, my immediate question was, how did this family get here? And of course, we know now that Imran Awan was trying to flee the country, essentially, and join his wife, who had up and left as the scandal was brewing with her three children.
Yeah.
And I had asked several of these House Democratic offices, including Joaquin Castro in Texas, Greg Meeks, and several others who had employed members of the Awan family, well, what was their immigration status? Did they come here on H-1Bs? And this is something I've done a lot of reporting on for CRTV and in my columns and my books. The national security implications of having people who are unvetted, essentially, as H-1B tech workers with access to highly sensitive information, if they didn't come here on H-1B, what immigration program did they come on, and right, who sponsored them? And in fact, Chuck Grassley sent a letter to DHS a couple of months ago asking these exact questions, and we still don't have answers. These people are government, taxpayer-funded employees. We deserve to know their immigration status and that whole backstory. It's
very
important.
There's a lot of things that we deserve to know, and we have. And I would point your attention to an op-ed from Kim Strassel today in the Journal about the FBI. And Comey's secret power is what Kim Strassel titled this in the op-ed in the Journal today. It's basically talking about how Jim Comey was the judge, the jury, and the executor on Hillary Clinton and that investigation.
They ignored total requests for information. And now the new development this week, according to Kim Strassel, is this look at how Mr. Comey may have similarly juked the probe of Donald Trump's purported ties to Russia.
Oops, I just love it when a plan comes together. Now, we've gone from Debbie Wasserman Schultz now to Jim Comey. And Maria Bartiromo is on it. Listen, she is an outstanding journalist. I know her background, but she's an outstanding journalist. She actually does do research. She's just not a reader, by the way. And, you know, I love it. I love it. She's just into this interview, by the way. We got to post it up on Agenda 21 Radio. She's just into it. And she got the Wall Street Journal. She got it all highlighted in all different places. And she's reading from it right now. I love this technique. I love it. This tells you the truth is coming out.
What's your take on this op-ed this morning?
Yeah, she makes a very good point. And this is the problem when President Trump, you know, confidently declared that he was going to drain the swamp. It's incredibly hard to do that when these people in the swamp cannot police themselves properly in these kinds of corruption scandals. And Kimberly Strassel is asking all the right questions and shining light at all the right cockroaches. But then this begs the question, well, what do you do about it? You know, it's not just the deep state. It's not just the liberal media enablers and the anti-Trump resistance, unfortunately, in the establishment of both parties that Donald Trump has to fight. But, you know, the very people who are supposed to be entrusted with cleaning up this kind of corruption are part of the problem.
James Comey has always been the protector of the Clintons. Always. It goes way back to the 80s when he was first employed by them. His brother heads the Clinton Foundation. Hello? I think his name is Roger Comey, if I'm not mistaken. It's kind of like this Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes things from Benghazi, 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 isn't it? Ben Rhodes, National Security Council advisor, National Security advisor to President Barack Hussein Obama, he's nothing more than a poet. He's just an incompetent poet, and he's in national security, but the big thing is, he is brother to David Rhodes. And David Rhodes is president of CBS. No wonder they came out with a whole new scenario and said, oh, it was all about the video at Benghazi. So you got Comey, Rhodes. Go figure it out. That's how they cover themselves. It's a brotherly thing. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And we're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, we brought up yesterday. Maybe it was Monday. Where does time go? I know. Irma. We talked about, remember, for the last, I don't know, almost a week now. We're talking about football and Irma. Remember? How do I, you know, I'm sorry. You know, for years I did X's and O's and drew diagrams of football plays and all this stuff. Watched a million hours of film. Back in the day it was film. 16 millimeter film. That's what you do. You have people film it, you know, football games. Then video came out. Man, you had these huge video cameras and these huge screens and these huge boxes and, you know, lights with colors in them and stuff like that. I mean, it's just, oh, man. But I'm telling you, like all dutiful football coaches, I coached for, I don't know, 10 years or so, you know, in football and basketball and track. So I was really kind of way into it. But here's the deal. It's so far into it that I didn't want to do it anymore. I mean, I had other things. I wanted to become a school administrator. Boy, that's from jumping in from the fire and from the frying pan into the fire, coated with the oil, of course, torch you. And so, anyway, we made the analogy of Irma, Hurricane Irma, and the way the weather forecasters were, you know, the hurricane forecasters were charting it and plotting it, and so they were giving options. At the time, and I said, you know, this is a great analogy, because especially the way Irma was going, you could go to the left, go to the middle, go to the right. You know, it's one of those. Those are your options. And so I looked at it and said, well, this is just like a veer option play. The quarterback takes the ball, runs, it can fake a handoff to the fullback, go down the left side of the line of scrimmage, and turn it up, and he can run with the ball. Or at that point in time, he can pitch the ball to his left to an outside running back, and boom. Off to the left. So you go left, middle, right. I mean, basically the way that was. Left, left and middle. I guess it's a better way to look at it. So that's what was shaping up for Irma. And I was really impressed with the hurricane people, and especially with knowing the fact there's been a lot of chemtrailing going on, things like that. And harping, I'm sure. Especially in the case of Harvey. The evidence is accumulating. People are starting to look at the maps and everything and starting to scrutinize them. You now have a whole science going on of geoengineering watch. Now, I would refer to you to geoengineeringwatch.org. That is, I think, a very, very viable place to go. They got about 30 million hits or something like their views on their site. It's just amazing. So I would go and take a look at that and look at some of the science. If you don't believe me, the science has been around for a long, long time, and we've been covering it for a long, long time. And actually, I came late to the party about this myself. I was not so much into believing that this sort of phenomena was happening, but it does happen. So anyway, we now have the situation where we got a lot of skeets going on, a lot of skeets. So what they have done, we're talking about now the Texas National Guard and the Air Force have gotten together, Air Guard, and they're now flying missions where they're with their C-130 cargo planes, and they're spraying insecticides over three eastern Texas counties over the weekend and will expand to other areas over the next 2 weeks, officials from the Texas Department of State Health Services said. About 1.85 million acres have been treated as of Tuesday, according to the department. Officials hope the spraying can avoid outbreaks of mosquito-borne diseases. And Texas reported 441 human cases of West Nile virus and 21 deaths since the start of 2016, according to figures released on Tuesday. So skeets are going to absolutely go nuts right now. So what do you do? I support the spraying. I support the spraying here. We've got the technology, and I'll tell you what, if you get some big outbreaks of skeet diseases, malaria and so on like that, you're going to have a lot of people dying. A lot of people dying, because there's a lot of moisture on the ground, and there's a lot of places for these skeets to go. So I suspect there's some sort of bait out there that will dissipate and kill them. Obviously they get baited and they come along and suck it up and whoop, they're dead. But there's also oils and things like that they can put over the waters. As you know, there's a lot of different ways to control it. These vector control people, they get it. But I would go along with it. The magnitude here of this water on the ground business in Texas and super saturating everything is going to be with us for weeks over there. It's called for. This is where you do it. I mean, I think the spraying of chemicals such as aluminum oxides and things like that, these nanoparticulate matters that can get into your blood system and go across your blood-brain barrier and all the other, into the cells and so on, they're so small. I think that's highly dangerous and highly problematic. And since there's been heavy spraying of these chemicals since the early 90s, autism has soared in this country. Now, there are people studying the relationship between autism, allergies of all things, allergies, and how allergies are handled inside the human body with aluminum oxide and these other nanoparticular matters. See, this is all known, guys. Those of you that don't know about it, get it beyond the denial. There are actual studies and research going into this right now. Is there a link between autism and geoengineering, chemical spraying? Hello. I think it's pretty obvious. You know, I can remember before 1990, autism, and listen, I worked with thousands of kids all the time, every day in some cases, sometimes 3,000 students every single day. You talk about exhausting. Well, for 7 years I did that, 2,500 to 3,000 students a day. And I can tell you, the incidence of autism back then was very little. Autism in the population was very limited. But since 1990, thereabouts, autism has gone through the roof. And what else has happened? Well, guess what? There's a relationship because massive chemical spraying started around then. Yep, that's what all the patents actually talk about. People actually patented these chemicals to be aerially sprayed all throughout the world. Isn't that interesting? Now, I don't know about you, but as a science guy, I would want to look at that. Say, well, we started spraying these chemicals, and all of a sudden, autism started springing up. Have you ever talked to a parent with autism, with a child with autism, who believes this and knows it to be a fact? It's very compelling. Research is going on right now. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com. Okay, a lot of things coming up. We're going to be talking about, oh, Seattle mayor resigns. The fifth child who come forward that says that he was molested by the Seattle mayor. And I don't know if you've been to Seattle. It's beautiful up there. It's incredibly liberal. You can actually, in my opinion, being from California, understanding how oppressed we are by El Presidente Brown, understanding how oppressed we are, I felt oppressed up there. I love the market. Absolutely love the market. In the market, you know, the fish market, you know, where they throw the salmon around? It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And I love the seafood. You can actually go to that place and order seafood and have it shipped around the country and get it within 24 hours. And the food, the seafood is absolutely exquisite beyond control. I mean, it absolutely is. You got to like seafood. scallops in particular, but salmon, oh yeah, they've got the salmon up there. Even the salmon fish they throw around is good. I mean, just kidding. They have one fish they throw, and then they toss it. I mean, you can't be ruining all these great salmon things, right? Can't be ruining it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, numana.com/agenda for all of your prepper needs. And like I say at this point in the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.